T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Daron Harmon, who's been having a lot of fun, joins us now. Daron, congratulations on another Super Bowl win.
No, I appreciate it, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. Well. It seems like a theme this year. You're not alone, certainly, in pointing out just how much fun you guys are really having.
I mean, a lot of people just don't realize what we do, because obviously we keep a lot of stuff in-house. But, I mean, not only do we have a good time with the people in the locker room, the coaching and stuff, but you know what they say, when you're winning, that's fun as well.
Daron, in past years, it was always ignore the noise, you know, on the sign and you come in the building. This year, it seems like you guys kind of embraced the noise and then used it as motivation. Is that accurate? And why do you think that change occurred this year?
Well, I would say we definitely used some of the noise as motivation. And it came as, I mean, at some point, kind of like just disrespect. Like you said, we really don't talk too much about what we're doing, how we're playing. We try to respect our opponents and give them that respect, because we know how hard it is, obviously, to win football games. But it was coming from all over the place this year. And, you know, obviously from the media, from other people, other teams, about how we're not that good anymore. So we used it. It wasn't something that drove us. Obviously, our teammates and the team is what drives us to win. But it definitely helped move us along and to play for something a little bit more.
Well, Lane Johnson just tweeted out he's not having fun right now, so it's all good. Yeah, did you, when you saw this team going into the playoffs after the last game, were you guys confident in what was going on around you guys?
Oh, for sure. I mean, obviously after we dropped the Dolphins and the Steelers game, nobody was excited. But when we watched the film, we realized a lot of our problems were self-inflicted problems. And it's something that I kind of talked about over the last month. And we knew if we just fixed those, we would be in position to play good football. I mean, we obviously knew the teams that were out there. We felt like we matched up well with everybody. We just needed to start playing consistent, complementary football on all sides. And we made a commitment to ourselves, the team, and the fans, that no matter what, we were going to do that. And I think Coach Flo and obviously Bill did a good job of getting that out of us and pushing us, obviously, harder than we probably pushed ourselves, and making sure that we played the way that we needed to play.
Was there any point early in the game, maybe even in the first quarter, where you guys realized that you had their number? I mean, they didn't score until the third quarter. They only had 3 points for the game. We've heard some of the mic'd up stuff afterwards, and we could hear Coach Belichick on the sideline saying, you know, they're not going to fool us. Like, we know what's going on. Did that happen early in the game for you?
Oh, for sure. We knew. Like, we understood that if we just played great football and just kept doing what we were doing, we were going to be all right. We knew the way that they wanted to play, obviously with the heavy run game. But at the end of the day, we just stopped the run and not let the run game dictate their play and some pass. It was going to be hard for them to beat us.
Daron, there was a play, I think it was, might have been the first play of the game, it was on the first drive, where Kyle Van Noy, they did one of those play-action boots, he blew up Josh Reynolds, the receiver, and then he chased Jared Goff out of bounds, and it was almost like you could see Goff realize, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. Did you get the feeling that you guys were just sort of in his head, and at some point he realized he was fighting an uphill battle?
Well, obviously, he's a great young quarterback. A quarterback that I have a ton of respect for. He worked his butt off to get to where he was at, to lead the Bears offense to the Super Bowl. But we just knew we had to make it tough on him. We had to make the game physical. And from that play, you've seen it. Like you said, the way Kyle blew up the receiver, then Chase down, Jared Goff. It just was kind of
like
a football game. And if you're not ready to play for 60 minutes, it's going to be a long time.
Has there been any talk whatsoever about next year already? I mean, it's only been a few days, but, you know, first thing guys start thinking about is, how do we pull this off again? Has there been any talk at all?
None.
I lost
him. Absolutely. No, I don't think. I think
zero.
Right there is going to lose it. Daron, if you can hear us, we cannot hear you. So we will let you go. Congratulations. I did want to ask him about Greg Schiano and if Devin McCourty is going to retire, because I'm sure he would have told us.
Well, I also wonder
but
about
next time.
That.
But congratulations, though, like, Daron. If he calls back, don't worry about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.